Judges chapter 1. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked Yahweh, saying, Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? And Yahweh said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. And Judah said to Simeon his brother, Come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with you into your lot. So Simeon went with him. And Judah went up, and Yahweh delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they slew of them in Bezek 10,000 men. And they found Adoni-Bezek in Bezek, and they fought against him, and they slew the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adoni-Bezek fled, and they pursued after him, and caught him, and cut off his thumbs and his great toes. And Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table, as I have done, so God has repaid me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Now the children of Judah had fought against Jerusalem, and had taken it, and smitten it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire. And afterward the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites, that dwelt in the mountain, and in the south, and in the valley. And Judah went out against the Canaanites that dwelt in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron before was Kirjatharba, and they slew Sheshai and Ahiman and Talmai. And from there he went against the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjathsepher. And Caleb said, He that smites Kirjathsepher and takes it, to him will I give Achsah my daughter to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it, and he gave him Achsah, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, when she came to him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted from off her donkey, and Caleb said to her, What will you? And she said to him, Give me a blessing, for you have given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. And the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up out of the city of palm trees with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the south of Arad, and they went and dwelt among the people. And Judah went with Simeon his brother, and they slew the Canaanites that inhabited Sephath, and utterly destroyed it. And the name of the city was called Hormor. And Judah took Gaza with the coast thereof, and Ascalon with the coast thereof, and Ekron with the coast thereof. And Yahweh was with Judah, and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountain, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had chariots of iron. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses said, and he expelled therefrom the three sons of Anak. And the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites that inhabited Jerusalem, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem unto this day. And the house of Joseph, they also went up against Bethel, and Yahweh was with them. And the house of Joseph sent to spy out Bethel. Now the name of the city before was Luz. And the spies saw a man come forth out of the city, and they said to him, Show us, we pray you, the entrance into the city, and we will show you mercy. And when he showed them the entrance into the city, they smote the city with the edge of the sword, but they let go the man and all his family. And the man went into the land of the Hittites, and built a city, and called the name thereof Luz, which is the name thereof unto this day. Neither did Manasseh drive out the inhabitants of Bethshean and her towns, nor Taanach and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Dor and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Ibleam and her towns, nor the inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. And it came to pass, when Israel was strong, that they put the Canaanites to tribute, and did not utterly drive them out. Neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwelt in Gezer among them. Neither did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, nor the inhabitants of Nahalol, but the Canaanites dwelt among them and became tributaries. Neither did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akko, nor the inhabitants of Zidon, nor of Alab, nor of Aksib, nor of Helbar, nor of Aphek, nor of Rehob. But the Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Neither did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Bethshemesh, nor the inhabitants of Bethanath. But he dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Bethshemesh and of Bethanath became tributaries unto them. And the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountain, for they would not permit them to come down to the valley. But the Amorites would dwell in Mount Heres, in Ajalon, and in Shalbim, yet the hand of the house of Joseph prevailed, so that they became tributaries. And the coast of the Amorites was from going up to Akrabim, from the rock, and upward. Judges chapter 2. And an angel of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and have brought you to the land which I swore to your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land, you shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare to you. And it came to pass, when the angel of Yahweh spoke these words to all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept. And they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto Yahweh. And when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man to his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served Yahweh all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of Yahweh that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnathheres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill Gash. And also all that generation were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not Yahweh, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and served Balaam. And they forsook Yahweh, God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves to them, and provoked Yahweh to anger. And they forsook Yahweh, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went out, the hand of Yahweh was against them for evil, as Yahweh had said, and as Yahweh had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, Yahweh raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not listen to their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods, and bowed themselves to them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahweh, but they did not so. And when Yahweh raised them up judges, then Yahweh was with the judge, and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge, for it repented Yahweh because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down to them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he said, Because that this people has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not listened to my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of Yahweh to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it, or not. Therefore Yahweh left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. Judges chapter 3. Now these are the nations which Yahweh left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Only that the generations of the children of Israel might know, to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof. Namely, 5 lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites that dwelt in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal-Hermon to the entering in of Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would listen to the commandments of Yahweh, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites, and Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their daughters to their sons, and served their gods. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and forgot Yahweh their God, and served Baalim and the groves. Therefore the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Chushan-rish-athaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Chush-a-rin-athaim 8 years. And when the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh, Yahweh raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. And the Spirit of Yahweh came upon him, and he judged Israel, and went out to war. And Yahweh delivered Chushranishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed against Chushranishathaim, and the land had rest for 40 years. And Othniel the son of Kenaz died, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yahweh, and Yahweh strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of Yahweh. And he gathered to him the children of Ammon and Amalek, and went and smote Israel, and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh, Yahweh raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent a present to Eglon, the king of Moab. But Ehud made him a dagger, which had 2 edges of a cubit length, and he did gird it under his clothing upon his right thigh. And he bought the present to Eglon, king of Moab, and Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had finished offering the present, he sent away the people that bore the present. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal, and said, I have a secret errand unto you, O king, who said, Keep silent. And all that stood by him went out from him. And Ehud came to him, and he was sitting in a summer parlour, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto you. And he arose out of his seat. And Ehud put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the handle also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. Then Ehud went forth through the porch, and shut the doors of the parlour upon him, and locked them. When he had gone out, his servants came, and when they saw that, behold, the doors of the parlour were locked, they said, Surely he covers his feet in his summer chamber. And they tarried till they were ashamed, and behold, he opened not the doors of the parlour. Therefore they took a key and opened them, and behold, their lord was fallen down dead on the earth. And Ehud escaped while they tarried, and passed beyond the quarries, and escaped to Sirath. And it came to pass, when he had come, that he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mount, and he before them. And he said to them, "Follow after me, for Yahweh has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand." And they went down after him, and took the fords of the Jordan toward Moab, and permitted not a man to pass over. And they slew of Moab at that time about 10,000 men, all stout and all men of valour, and there escaped not a man. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 80 years. And after him was Shamgar the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. Judges chapter 4. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of Yahweh when Ehud was dead. And Yahweh sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak the son of Abinoam out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said to him, "Has not Yahweh God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun? And I will draw unto you to the river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into your hand." And Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, then I will not go." And she said, "I will surely go with you, notwithstanding the journey that you take shall not be for your honour, for Yahweh shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Now Heber the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenites, and pitched his tent unto the plain of Zaanaim, which is by Kadesh. And they showed Sisera that Barak the son of Abinoam had gone up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him from Harosheth of the Gentiles to the river of Kishon. And Deborah said to Barak, "Up, for this is the day in which Yahweh has delivered Sisera into your hand. Has not Yahweh gone out before you?" So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And Yahweh discomfited Sisera and all his chariots and all his host with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host to Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. However, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera, and said to him, "Turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not." And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said to her, "Give me, I pray you, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." and she opened a bottle of milk and gave him drink and covered him. Again he said to her, Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man does come and inquire of you, and say, Is there any man here, that you shall say, No. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and took a hammer in her hand, and went softly to him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and said to him, Come, and I will show you the man whom you seek. And when she came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin the king of Canaan before the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered, and prevailed against Jabin the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin king of Canaan. Judges chapter 5. Then sang Deborah and Barak the son of Abinom on that day, saying, Praise you, Yahweh, for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, O you kings, give ear, O you princes. I, even I, will sing unto Yahweh. I will sing praise to Yahweh, God of Israel. Yahweh, when you went out of Seir, when you marched out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped, and the clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before Yahweh, even the Sinai from before Yahweh, God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travellers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel, until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods. Then was war in the gates. Was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart is toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless you, Yahweh. Speak, you that ride on white donkeys, you that sit in judgment and walk by the way, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of Yahweh, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of Yahweh go down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah! Awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead your captivity captive, you son of Abinoam. Then he made him that remains have dominion over the nobles among the people. Yahweh made me have dominion over the mighty. Out of Ephraim was there a root of them against Amalek. After you, Benjamin, among your people, out of Machir came down governors, and out of Zebulun, they that handle the pen of the writer. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar, and also Barak, he was sent on foot into the valley. For the divisions of Reuben there were great thoughts of heart. Why stayed you among the sheepfolds to hear the bleatings of the flocks? For the divisions of Reuben there were great searchings of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan, and why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore and stayed in his landings. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeopardized their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. The kings came and fought. Then fought the kings of Canaan in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. The river of Kishon swept them away, that ancient river, the river Kishon. O my soul, you have trodden down strength. Then were the horse hoofs broken by the means of the prancings of their mighty ones. Curse you, Meroz, said the angel of Yahweh, curse you bitterly, the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of Yahweh, to the help of Yahweh against the mighty. Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He asked water, and she gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. She put her hand to the nail, and her right hand to the workman's hammer, and with the hammer she smote Sisera, she smote off his head, when she had pierced and stricken through his temples. At her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay down. At her feet he bowed, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window, and cried through the lattice, "Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariots?" Her wise ladies answered her, "Yes," she returned answer to herself. "Have they not found, have they not divided the prey, to every man a damsel or two, to Sisera a prey of diverse colours, a prey of diverse colours of needlework, of diverse colours of needlework on both sides, fit for the necks of them that take the spoil? So let all your enemies perish, O Yahweh, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goes forth in his might, and the land had rest for 40 years. Judges chapter 6. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and Yahweh delivered them into the land of Midian for 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and caves, and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till you come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkey. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh because of the Midianites, that Yahweh sent a prophet to the children of Israel, which said to them, "Thus says Yahweh, God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am Yahweh your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice." And there came an angel of Yahweh and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained to Joash the Abizurite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of Yahweh appeared to him and said to him, "Yahweh is with you, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon said to him, "O my Lord, if Yahweh is with us, then why then is all this befallen us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, 'Did not Yahweh bring us up from Egypt?' But now Yahweh has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." And Yahweh looked upon him and said, "Go in this your might, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent you?" And he said to him, "O my Lord, with what shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And Yahweh said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man." And he said to him, "If now I have found grace in your sight, then show me a sign that you talk with me. Depart not away, I pray you, until I come to you and bring forth my present and set it before you." And he said, "I will tarry until you come again." And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out to him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of God said to him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. Then he did so. Then the angel of Yahweh put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of Yahweh departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of Yahweh, Gideon said, alas, O Lord Yahweh, for because I have seen an angel of Yahweh face to face. And Yahweh said to him, peace be to you, fear not, you shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto Yahweh, and called it Yahweh Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abizrites. And it came to pass the same night that Yahweh said to him, take your father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the grove that is by it. And build an altar unto Yahweh your God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which you shall cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as Yahweh had said to him, and so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, who has done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing. Then the men of the city said to Joash, bring out your son, that he may die, because he has cast down the altar of Baal, and because he has cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said to all that stood against him, will you plead for Baal? Will you save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he is a god, let him plead for himself, because one has cast down his altar. Therefore on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he has thrown down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together, and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the spirit of Yahweh came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him, and he sent messengers to Asher, and to Zebulun, and to Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. And Gideon said to God, if you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the floor, and if the dew is on the floor, and if the dew is on the fleece only, and it is dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said. And it was so. For he rose up early on the next day, and thrust the fleece together, and wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said to God, let not your anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray you, but this once with the fleece, let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Judges chapter 7. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early, and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Morah, in the valley. And Yahweh said to Gideon, the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 20,000, and there remained 10,000. And Yahweh said to Gideon, "The people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be that of whom I say to you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And whomever I say to you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go." So he brought down the people to the water, and Yahweh said to Gideon, "Everyone that laps of the water with his tongue as a dog laps, him shall you set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink." And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And Yahweh said to Gideon, "By the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand, and let all the other people go, every man to his place." So the people took provisions in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that Yahweh said to him, "Arise, get you down to the host, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you fear to go down, go you with Phurah your servant down to the host, and you shall hear what they say, and afterwards shall your hands be strengthened to go down to the host." Then went he down with Phurah his servant to the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for the multitude. And when Gideon had come, behold, there was a man that told a dream to his fellow and said, "Behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came to a tent and smote it that it fell and overturned it that the tent lay along." And his fellow answered and said, "This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand has God delivered Midian and all the host." And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, "Arise, for Yahweh has delivered into your hand the host of Midian." And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said to them, "Look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that, as I do, so shall you do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow you the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of Yahweh and of Gideon." So Gideon and the 300 men that were with him came to the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set on the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow therewith. And they cried, "The sword of Yahweh and of Gideon," and they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and Yahweh set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host, and the host fled to Bethshittah in Zerorath, and to the border of Abel-Meholah to Tabbath. And the men of Israel gathered themselves out together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim, saying, "Come down against the Midianites, and take before them the waters to Bethbarah and the Jordan." Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and took the waters to Bethbarah and the Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb upon the rock Oreb, and Zeb they slew at the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian, and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of the Jordan. Judges chapter 8. And the men of Ephraim said to him, Why have you served us thus, that you called us not when you went to fight with the Midianites? And they did chide with him sharply. And he said to them, What have I done now in comparison of you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God has delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb, and Zeb. And what was I able to do in comparison of you? Then their anger was abated toward him when he had said that. And Gideon came to the Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint yet pursuing them. And he said to the men of Succoth, Give, I pray you, loaves of bread to the people that follow me, for they are faint, and I am pursuing after Zebah and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And the princes of Succoth said, Are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your army? And Gideon said, Therefore, when Yahweh has delivered Zebah and Zalmunna into my hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And he went up there to Penuel and spoke to them likewise. And the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered him. And he spoke also to the men of Penuel, saying, When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Now Zebah and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their hosts with them, about 15,000 men, all that were left of all the hosts of the children of the east, for there fell 120,000 men that drew the sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in the tent, and that dwelt in tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbahar, and smote the host, for the host was secure. And when Zebah and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them and took the two kings of Midian, Zebah and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the host. And Gideon the son of Joash returned from battle before the sun was up, and caught a young man of the men of Succoth, and inquired of him, and he described to him the princes of Succoth, and the elders thereof, even 70 men. And he came to the men of Succoth and said, Behold, Zebah and Zalmunna, with whom you did upbraid me, saying, Are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your men that are weary? And he took the elders of the city and thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth. And he beat down the tower of Penuel and slew the men of the city. Then said he to Zebah and Zalmunna, What manner of men were they whom you slew at Tabor? And they answered, As you are, so were they, each one resembled the children of a king. And he said, They were my brothers, even the sons of my mother. As Yahweh lives, if you had saved them alive, I would not slay you. And he said to Jether, his firstborn, Up and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. Then Zebah and Zalmunna said, Rise you and fall upon us, for as the man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose and slew Zebah and Zalmunna, and took away the ornaments that were on their camels' necks. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, Rule you over us, both you and your son's son also, for you have delivered us from the hand of Midian. And Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. Yahweh shall rule over you. And Gideon said to them, I would desire a request of you, that you would give me every man the earrings of his prey, for they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, We will willingly give them. And they spread a garment, and did cast therein every man the earrings of his prey. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides ornaments and collars, and purple robes that were on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were about their camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went there a-whoring after it, which thing became a snare to Gideon and to his house. Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more, and the country was in quietness for 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bore him a son, whose name he called Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again, and went a whoring after Baalim, and made Baal-berith their god. And the children of Israel remembered not Yahweh their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side, neither showed they kindness to the hand of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had shown to Israel.